light the fire. You place the flowers in the vase that you bought today. Staring at the fire for hours and hours while I listen to you play your love songs all night long.
You are what you are. You make it. your secret?
Are you still listening?
Here is the lock and laughter, the key to your heart.
And I love you.
I am yours, you are mine, you are what you are.
You make it hard, and you make it hard.
Okay, in order, Mac DeMarco, This Old Dog, off his new album, This Old Dog, and his old label, Captured Tracks. I played, after that, Neil Young and Crazy Horse song, My My Hey Hey, which I played because my friend Noah told me that the new Mac DeMarco song sounds a lot like him, thinking that it sounds like Neil Young, so that popped into my head. It's a nice little song. Neil Young's a good guy. And then I got tossed into this bender of dad music. Played Our House by Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young. And then Sweet Judy Blue Eyes by Crosby, Stills, and Nash. Neil Young didn't get to be on that one. So, but he got his own song earlier on. So it looks like Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young each got two songs in that three song bit. Which is kind of cool. I didn't even notice that had happened. So updates. I have received word that DJ Slice of Cheese has awoken from a slumber. Although he didn't text me back after that. So time will tell. If you want to call into the studio, it's 815. Oof, sorry. Restart 855-915-WMFO. And if you want to call DJ Slice of Cheese and tell him, well, you can ask him whatever you want. You can tell him to have a nice day, or ask him what his favorite color is. But his number is 610-908-4788. So either of those two numbers, if you have requests, probably go through him, and then he can let me know. I'm not very good at picking up the station phone, so honestly calling in here is a 50-50 shot of whether or not I'll be able to figure it out. And this is my first show after a semester off, so you know, anything could happen. It's crazy. Now I'm gonna, I've never really, so there's a bunch of record players in the studio. There's one that's easy to use, and I understand, and I've used it, and it's nice. But then there's this other one on the other side that's, like, way more kind of professional looking, and it's like part of this setup with two turntables and a mixer and two kind of CD-ROM turntables with like spinny wheels on them. So I found this John Coltrane record. It's called Olay, and I'm gonna play the song Olay, featuring John Coltrane on soprano sax, George Lane on flute, Freddie Hubbard on trumpet, McCoy Tyner on piano, Reggie Workman on bass, Art Davis on bass, and Elvin Jones on drums. Which I hope is a good song. I don't know that much about it. I know Coltrane, but I don't really know his forays into Spanish style tunes. It's an 18-minute song, so I'm definitely not going to play all of it. But maybe just the chorus and a couple solos. Jazz is fun because you can stop it whenever you want, and it's just like the band stopped normally because there's jazz is weird. Also working on the crossword here from the daily today. Two down, easy peasy task, C blank N blank blank. Call in if you have the answer. Let's try this record player thing. All right, that did not work. Don't know what it was, but I could not get the turntable, which was spinning, or the mixer, which was on, to connect out to you guys. Dearly apologize for that. I hope I don't lose a ton of listeners for that, 45 seconds of dead air. But that's too bad. I guess I should read a WMFO public service announcement. Let's flip the page here. PSA. Under new federal law, tobacco manufacturers can no longer make cigarettes labeled or advertised as light, low, or mild. Many smokers mistakenly believe that these products cause fewer health problems than other cigarettes. Put out the myth. No matter what they look like, smell like, or taste like, all cigarettes are harmful to your health. There is no such thing as a safe cigarette. Please quit today. For help, call 1-800-QUIT-NOW or visit smokefree.gov. Also, if you're looking for help, you can call my co-host DJ Slice of Cheese at 610-908-4788. He currently occasionally smokes cigarettes, so maybe you guys can go on like a recovery thing together. Or just chat and have a smoke together, because who am I to tell you what to do? So it looks like it's time for me to play a song. So what song should that be? I don't know. This one. All right, that was the first 30-ish seconds of Dang by Anderson .Paak featuring Mac Miller before I was able to click on the song on Spotify and realize that it was explicit, which honestly I expected because Mac Miller has a dirty mouth and is honestly not that great of a rapper, so I don't even know why I played the song. And then after that, I played Mitski's Your Best American Girl. Mitski's really great. If you haven't heard her, give a listen. This past week, Gallant put out a Tiny Desk concert. He's really good, and a lot of his most recent album, Ology, which is his debut album, is like really heavily produced and has a lot going on. But the guy is like just a phenomenal singer. He's really groovy. So he was really cool in a Tiny Desk concert because it was really scaled back. He just had like a drummer, pianist, guitarist, and him. And the first song he plays is called Bourbon. And it features Saba, who's a Chicago rapper, frequent feature on Chance the Rapper and No Name and all those Chicago names, or No Names. And yeah, it's super duper good. So I'm gonna at least play the first song off this Tiny Desk concert, and maybe I'll skip forward and play the last song, or maybe I'll skip to a different Tiny Desk concert, who knows. But yeah, this is Gallant.
Paint you. They got thoughts, but it ain't food. I know life is a painful place, and the same fools hating to be the ones with a similar path to the same one you've taken. And for a little bit, I can't stay, but I gotta make the most of my time. Focus and grind, cause the whole city dying. And I ain't never had the good, but I'm trying. And I've tried, and I advise them to stop the lying. Like a visor, block and shine, or let the light and truth be told. I might go tight, and remember, I tend to get a bit discouraged. Or maybe that was misworded. Don't let it go misquoted. But I feel like it's certain that I walk for it, like taught the Lord, and lead them all like tutorials. Like auditory more. The causes of this all is like, and that shit's hard. Still fuck with an they say and may say. I'm on stage in a raid and an A. Serious like the radio K Slay. I got dreams, I'ma make it with A tape until my AKA is the greatest. I don't give a fuck about an alias. I human, I homo sapien, making the best of my situation.
Yeah, that was Gallant on the Tiny Desk concert. I'd love to play this Tiny Desk concert that just came out that I haven't even listened to with Dram, who is awesome. Broccoli's a great tune, and I'm excited to hear what else he has. But it is an explicit video, and Broccoli is a rather explicit song. And it's 9:30 a.m., you know, like, no one wants to hear F-bombs and S-bombs and R-bombs and C-bombs and U-bombs and U-boats. No one wants that in the morning. You guys are all headed to work. You're headed to class. The last thing that you need and your children need, the really young, impressionable minds that I guarantee are listening right next to you in the greater Medford area, do not need that explicit language, okay? It is daylight out. Gosh. So I'm going to play Florist's Tiny Desk concert. Florist is pretty cool. They're part of this, like, collective, I think, called The Epic or something. The Epic is now E-P-O-C-H. I don't know. It's kind of weird. It seems just like this group of friends that, like, all make music. So they were like, oh, cool. Like, let's make a little collective and be kind of pretentious about ourselves. But maybe it also works for them. I don't know. What's the band? Like Known Thought or something is the other. I'll look it up when they're playing, but there are a couple other bands that you might have heard of kind of circling around this group of friends. They're cool. And they also like all kind of play in each other's bands. So I think like the drummer and Florist is the leader of the band that I'm thinking of that I can't remember the name of. I saw Florist for the first time when they opened for Level Up at the Sinclair in Cambridge. They were really cool. And then like a week later, they came out with this Tiny Desk concert or something. So I'm going to play it. It's pretty fun. A gift from God. that was Florist. The song's called Vacation. Great kind of hypnotic song. So I pulled up the Epic webpage. Their collective is called The Epic, E-P-O-C-H. TheEpicIsNow.com. And it says, The Epic is a community of musicians, writers, visual artists, filmmakers, and more. We were grown together and are growing still. And the band that I was thinking of was Told Slant. The drummer that was just playing with Florist is the leader of Told Slant. And also Eskimo, E-A-U-X, is in the collective. Bellows, Sharpless, Yours Are the Only Ears. They're, I don't know. And they also put out like mixtapes kind of with like songs from each different band in like a collection. It's kind of cool. I don't know. I'm a little skeptical of like what the point is, you know? But maybe that's just because I'm not actually a part of the collective, and if I was, it'd probably be really fun. Maybe I'm just jealous that I'm on the outside. And I've never met these people. And honestly, when I saw Florist for the first time, I saw their lead singer smoking a cigarette outside of the venue. And I was like, why is that 11-year-old boy smoking a cigarette? But the lead singer is no 11-year-old boy. So that was maybe the root of my dissatisfaction with their... No, that's stupid. That's absolutely not true. I was just taking that sentence wherever my words carried me. This is a Pale Hound song.
And when the organ starts to play, we'll be right back.
left side of my body is useless anyway. Left side of my body is numb. The left side of my body is useless anyway. That day. On the left side of my face. Now I try to put them other places. Unsuccessfully.
So that was Cushioned Caging by Palehound, and then Indigo and Left Side by Lost Dog. They're a local band that I'm actually playing with this semester when their bassist is abroad. So listening to those songs because I have to learn them, because I have to play with them sometime this week, which is really fun. I like it a lot. That's great. So, update on DJ Slice of Cheese, definitely not coming, has not texted me back, pretty much guaranteed to not show up at this point, which, to be honest, is what we expected. I'm not disappointed, because he's my friend, and I know him, and I did not get my hopes up on whether or not he would come, and it's kind of nice to get some space sometimes, because we lived together last year, so... You know, sometimes you just need to get away from your friend. So that's what I'm doing this morning. If you have any requests, you can call in 855-915-WMFO. Or, apparently, you can text me. If you have my personal number, my name's DJ Alex Trebek in your contacts. My dear friend Grace texted me with a song request, although I doubt she's listening because she's at work. The song is called Here by Alessia Cara, and I'm guessing that kind of the general vibe of the song is similar to how she's feeling sitting at work from 8 to 10 a.m. at the gym. Here's that song.
I guess for now you've got the last laugh.
I'm sorry if I seem uninterested. No, I'm not listening. No, I'm indifferent. Truly, I ain't got no business here. But since my friends are here, I just came to kick it. But really, I would rather be at home all by myself, not in this room with people who don't even care about my well-being. I don't dance, don't ask, I don't need a boyfriend. So you can't. Tell them I'll be here, right next to the boy who's
the TV with my beanie low. Yo, I'll be over here.
Staring at me.
right, after here, that was two songs by guys that were in my band in high school, actually. We were called Sound Pilot. Super lame name, but pretty fun band. The first was by Harrison Shimazu, who is a budding video game slash film composer, undergrad at NYU in music technology. That was called Boss Rush off his SoundCloud. And there's a really cool like emoticon after the word boss rush of like a little guy running away with some like action lines that I couldn't recreate on the song entries. So you'll have to go on SoundCloud for that. And then Cinderella in a Jar by Jeremy Katz. Nice friend of mine. And then I'm going to play another song by this band as I head out, called Sturgeon. They're really cool. They graduated from this area and are now relatively spread out over the country, but managed to make some really good music before they went their separate ways. So I'm DJ Alex Trebek. This has been my, you know, hour and 35 minutes since I got into the studio. And I guess I'll see you in 2 weeks. Tune in next week for Joanne Kesey, and keep on listening. See you later. Oh,
And we're in. This is the Blue Noise. Good morning. I'm actually tangled my computer wire and the headphone wires, so give me just a second. But this is the inaugural show. New semester, new show, new time. Good morning. That was For You by Hoops. We're going to get right into the music. Really excited for the new record from Mac DeMarco. This is My Old Man.